We're also joined by Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay. Hello, Scott.
Good morning.
Mayor Fung, you're obviously a potential candidate for governor next year. You say you continue to think that over. As a potential candidate, what are your thoughts on what Rhode Island needs to do differently to add jobs and improve its economy?
We have to stabilize the economic base for the long term. A lot of stuff that we're doing in Cranston, we're not looking at just one-off type initiatives. Now, granted, it's great that we went after America's Cup and ended up getting the Volvo. But those are just one-time blips that come in that help boost the economy with outside income for a week, maybe two. But at the end of the day, you need jobs, you need companies, you need to focus on the small businesses, just like what we're doing in Cranston, where an Alex Anani that grew from a small company into the explosive national and worldwide company, that's the type of innovation that you need to continue to groom at this stage and bring that aboard.
What specifically would you do to help cultivate that kind of innovation?
Well, the first thing is, and we've had this discussion, for a few months now, economic development. I firmly believe that the first thing that has to be done is bring that as a cabinet position. It has to follow the vision of that governor. While the governor is always going to be the chief person that gets on the phone with the president or vice presidents of any companies to get them in, at the end of the day, it's the economic development czar or whatever your director, whatever you want to call them, that reports in and follows the mission that's set by that executive that has to go out there and do the day-to-days to make sure that there's regulatory type reforms, streamlining that process so that these companies can get in, get pad-ready type sites in specific locations throughout the state so it helps the economy all over, and make sure that there is a touch point with these companies on an ongoing basis. That has to be those three key things to continue to have economic development.
What do you think about Governor Chafee's recent appointment of Marcel Valois to run the Economic Development Corporation?
No, I'm glad to hear that there is at least someone with experience. Unfortunately, I don't know Marcel that well, a little before my time and my involvement. But from what I hear, he's got the experience, and that's someone that you really want at this time, experience in this type of development.
When you talk to business people, I know that as a mayor, you're concerned about property taxes. And we know in Rhode Island they're higher than some other states. And some of that is because the legislature several years ago under Governor Carcieri actually cut aid to cities and towns. And that forces you to make that up with property taxes.
Absolutely. At the end of the day, when you're talking to businesses, taxes are a concern, because when I was in the private sector, even with Matt, that was always a concern, coming back. But at the end of the day, what companies want is stability, stable government. And take a look at what we're doing in Cranston. That central part of the city, Garden City, Chapel View, that's flourishing. What companies coming into the city and, small businesses still maintaining, doing their best to survive in this difficult economic economy. That's because there's stable government, and doing what you can and best you can to help them out. That's what they're really looking for, not necessarily tax breaks.
Mayor Fung, you seem like a very centrist kind of guy. So why are you a Republican?
Republicans open me with welcome arms. And that's one of the things that, that's why I support like a Big Ten type theory. Conservatively, I'm very fiscally conservative. You've seen in a lot of my budgets coming in, even the fact of how much I paid Patrick Sweeney coming in. I'm very frugal with the dollars. And that's what translates, with me with the Republican Party. At the end of the day, on those social issues, I do tend to be more centrist, moderate on a lot of those things.
When you say Republicans welcome you, do you mean that you're a Republican because Cranston Democrats discouraged you from running?
Well, let's just say they didn't have an open arm at the time that I wanted to run. But at the end of the day, I found the right party, the welcoming party that, I'm proud to be bearing that R next to my name.
As is the case with Mayor Tavares, an old friend of yours from Providence, you have an immigrant story to tell. Now, how do you think your party, which got pasted by minority groups in the last presidential election, how do you think it's best for Republicans to try to reach out to this new America?
Well, I'm glad to see the National Party is starting with that Growth and Opportunity Project. And that's why I was in Los Angeles last week. They had me, and they made a serious commitment to that Growth and Opportunity Project with the chairman. They brought me in last week to speak on a panel about engaging not only just the minority community, but in urban areas, traditional, non-traditional areas that they have always ignored in the past. And I think the biggest thing that many people learned from the party was that listening is a big part of that process. And hearing those stories that of my parents, of Mayor Tavares' parents, and their roles and how they got here, how they're working and being a fabric of our community and how they're contributing, that's an important piece.
Why do you think it is that there are none, zero, Republicans in the U.S. House from anywhere in New England, which is really the ancestral home of moderate Republicanism?
Now, there's a lot of shifts and change and ideas and thoughts that happen over time. You know, from even I heard that anecdotal story that at one time Brown used to be, you know, Republican
yes,
dominated.
Yes, it was.
So times change, different thoughts, schools of thought change, and it's just difficult to be, you know, wearing the R next to my name in a blue state like Rhode Island in the Northeast. But at the end of the day, you do the best you can, carry the mantra, and be who you are individually.
You recently struck a pension agreement with some of your local public employee unions in Cranston. If you do run for governor, will you reach out to unions statewide?
That always has to be part of the process, a dialogue. You might not agree, and you can ask Paul Valletta, the fire, you know, union president in Cranston, as well as, you know, the state lobbyist, that we certainly don't see eye to eye. But at the end of the day, so long as you have mutual respect for each other, sitting at the across the table, you might not end up with an agreement. You might still end up in litigation, arbitration, whatever. But so long as there's that dialogue, that is the important key in the process.
What kind of conclusions should union members draw about how you negotiated your way to a settlement versus how State Treasurer Gina Raimondo helped to spearhead a state overhaul of the pension system that was done through law and the legislature?
Well, law always has to be a part of that process, especially being a lawyer myself. But at the end of the day, negotiations are critically important. You have to be at the table to get things done. But in getting back to that pension reform, I sat on that first pension study commission, still sitting on it, and recognized that that enabling legislation, that additional tool, was critically important to make sure that as mayors, town administrators, or any chief executives, as you're in those discussions, you need those tools and arsenals behind you. And it can't just be from a legislative perspective dictating to people thinking about we know best for everyone else and not living the day-to-day stories that mayors, town administrators do every single day.
So obviously then you did support Governor Chafee in his idea that he had and went around the state with the town council, city councils, in trying to get that enabling legislation. What we mean is legislation that would say is a policy of the state.
Well, I think that's why you saw Mayor Tavares and myself so far in front of everyone else when that initial bill came out. And I'm glad Governor Chafee joined us in our, you know, push for the enabling legislation, because that was critical. Mayor Tavares and myself recognized how, you know, difficult it was going to be.
What was the impact of the Central Falls receivership on these negotiations?
I always made sure that that was in the back of the retirees' minds, because I would rather at this stage say, give a little up, not even taking anything away. And that's what Central Falls happened. That's a reality. I told people, call this person who got 55 cents off the dollar taken away from their paycheck, mm-hmm. rather than saying, okay, here's your dollar. You're not going to get any additional raise over above that dollar.
Mayor, if you run for governor next year, you're going to need a lot of money to support your campaign. You're a son of Chinese immigrants. How much does it help you that there's a national, perhaps even international network of Chinese Americans that you might be able to tap into for fundraising?
No, absolutely. It's certainly going to help, because that's the downside of being a Republican in such a blue state. It's a limited pool. But at the end of the day, you ask for resources wherever you can. And, you know, being Chinese American, we're proud. We're proud to support people with that. But also tapping into other Asian networks, tapping into my old background in the business community. That's a lot of what you have to do in fundraising in general.
You recently hired a GOP operative to expand your organizational capacity. What's your timetable on deciding run for governor, and what's your main criteria?
Well, right now, that's the first step in making that hire at Patrick, because, like, at the end of the day, you know, Cranston, we're in limited budget. I still do a lot of work myself. I need the help in that analysis, and he's helped me on a lot of administrative back office type functions.
So the timetable?
We shall see.
Any month, day, year?
We shall see. A lot of it depends. We're still trying to get the budget through. It's going to still take time to go through the court system with this pension reform. So at the end of the day, I'm progressing on both levels, because I'm never going to forget Cranston. They're an important part of who I am.
We're out of time, so we have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
Never stop caring about Cranston. Thank you, Mayor.
and the mayor of Cranston, Alan Fung.
Thank you, Cranston and the state of Rhode Island.